thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. The service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin and Craig, and we're thankful you're a part of our congregation today. We invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will use our broadcast to be a blessing to you. Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of presenting this broadcast today to this precious people, and we're trusting that the precious Holy Spirit will accompany it and make it a blessing to each and to every heart. We know that you see each one in our congregation today, and not only do you see them, but you love them, you care for them, and we're praying that our broadcast service will be an encouragement and a help to our precious congregation, and you shall get honor and glory to yourself through our efforts. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Blessed be the
far from us all, bringing
Our subject for today's broadcast, Pure Religion. And our text of scripture is taken out of the book of James, chapter 1 and verse 27. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. The epistle of James deals not so much with doctrines as it does with practical, everyday Christian living. We seldom use the term religion because there's all kinds of religions to be found in the world. But James speaks of pure religion. The term salvation is more common among the Church of God. Religion is a system of faith and of worship, regardless of what kind it is. But again, I say, James speaks of pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father. Now, we are told that the religion of the Bible is pure. Yes, James makes it clear that the religion of the Bible is pure. The religion of the Bible is pure because the fountain and spring from which it flows is pure. We read in Revelation chapter 22 and 1, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb." So this pure river is the living waters that Jesus told the woman about at the well in Samaria. Now we read also the fountain from which it flows is Jesus Christ. He is full of grace and truth. So we read in John chapter 1 and verse 14, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." And so the fountain from which it flows is Jesus Christ, and therefore it is pure, full of grace and truth. Every possessor of salvation has pure religion. Now, I did not say every professor, but I said every possessor. Everyone who has an experience of salvation through the blood of Christ is indeed pure. They have pure religion, because the blood of Christ cleanses us from all our sins. No one can have pure religion without salvation. Let me repeat that. No one can have pure religion without salvation. But pure religion, salvation from sin, is what Jesus Christ purchased for us when he suffered and bled and died on the cross of Calvary and rose again the third day. Now, it's pure in its principles. Yes, pure religion, God's religion, is pure in its principles. It will lift fallen man up to a level of its source. I say it will lift man up, not cast him down. Sin is degrading, debasing, and it's always downward. But pure religion will lift a man up to the level of its own source. Its principles are holiness, truth, and goodness. Pure religion brings us to the place where we worship the true God alone. As Jesus told the woman at the well in Samaria, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." There's a lot of worship going on in the religious world today that's not in spirit or in truth. Now, when we talk about pure religion, it gives us a true conception of God. Many people have a misconception of God. Some think He's a God of wrath altogether. Some think He's a God of love altogether. But we are told to behold not only the severity of God, but the goodness of God. God is love. God is just. God is holy. And God loves everyone, but He does hate sin, wickedness, and evil. The pure religion of Jesus Christ demands a righteous life and forbids all sin. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. So the pure religion of Jesus Christ demands a righteous life and forbids all sin. Yes, I know the common teaching in the religious world today is that we're all sinners, that we sin more or less every day in word, deed, and thought. But that is not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches us to awake to righteousness and sin not. The Scriptures inform us, righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? The Apostle John teaches us in his little first epistle that they that commit sin are of the devil. They that are of God do not commit sin. So the Apostle John taught, and he was taught by Jesus Christ, and what Jesus Christ taught him and what he taught for people is pure religion. Pure religion gives power to comply with all of God's commands. God does not make unreasonable demands. He does not make demands that we cannot do. He'll give us the grace to do it. When Jesus healed one person, He told them to go and sin no more. Did He require of them something impossible? No. When the woman that was caught in the act of adultery was brought to Him, He forgave her of her sins, and He told her to go and sin no more. So pure religion gives power to obey the teachings of the Word of God, the demands of pure religion. The religion of the Bible is pure in its influence. Yes, pure religion, the Bible's religion, is pure in its influence. It produces pure desires and purposes in our lives. Yes, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. The heart is changed. God takes out that heart of stone and gives us a heart of flesh, wherein we love the things of the world before, now we love the things of God. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Sin produces evil thoughts, evil deeds, evil actions, and it dishonors God, and it hurts and harms the individual, and it hurts and harms other people as well. So sin produces evil thoughts, evil desires, evil deeds, and evil actions. Pure religion will change the whole course of your life, give you pure motives, enable you to glorify God. Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. So Paul said in his letter to the Corinthians, it produces in you a pure speech and conduct. You will not talk and act like the world. No, there's a lot of language out there that is not conducive to pure religion. And when you have pure religion, when you have salvation and deliverance from sin, you will not be using the ungodly language that is so common among people today. You will guard your words. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So pure religion will produce pure speech and conduct. You will not talk and act like the world. The pure religion of the Bible is practical. Yes, it is practical. There's nothing unreasonable about it. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect will of God. So the religion of the Bible is practical. God is practical. Christ is practical. There's nothing unreasonable about them. There's nothing unreasonable about the teachings of the Bible. And there's nothing unreasonable about living a pure and holy life. Visit the fatherless and the widows in their afflictions, James said. Share with the worthy poor and give liberally of your means to the gospel. Love indeed, not merely in word, but live a life of love indeed and in fact and in truth. Pure religion is clean from the world. We are told in the scriptures that we are to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. The world shall pass away with the lusts and the affections thereof, but he that doeth the will of God shall abide forever. So we are to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. In other words, keep ourselves free from a life of sin, wickedness, and evil. Live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. If you do not keep yourself unspotted from the world, then your religion is not pure. You may have religion, but if your life is not kept from ungodly things of the world, then your religion is not pure. Again, I say, if you do not keep yourself unspotted from the world, your religion is not pure. And James speaks about pure religion, and he speaks about vain religion. The Bible teaches us there is such a thing as vain religion, but it does not recommend us to seek it, but we are to seek that which is pure and holy and uplifting. The course of this world is downward. Sin is destructive. Sin is costly. Yes, it'll take you further than you want to go. It'll cost you more than you want to pay, and it'll keep you longer than you want to stay. Your conscience can be unspotted from the world, and your conscience can be spotted by the world, and your conscience can be seared with a hot iron, that you be not troubled by doing sinful and evil things. There are those in the world today, we are informed, who behead people, line them up and shoot them and kill them, and kidnap girls and sell them, and they claim to be worshipers of Allah, the true God. And of course, they are not. The true God is a God of love, a God of compassion, a God of mercy. He loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Conscience is an unsafe guard unless it is educated and guided by the Word of God. Some people say, well, this doesn't bother my conscience. Again, there is such a thing as having your conscience seared with a hot iron, and you can do almost anything and everything without your conscience bothering you or troubling you. So conscience is unsafe to go by unless it is educated by the Word of God, by the Word of truth. Pure religion affects the heart, the life, inside and out. Yes, we are taught that women should adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety. And I believe that men should also dress modest. So pure religion affects the heart, and it also affects the outside as well as the heart. The religion of the Bible is pure. It produces a pure people for a pure God. Pure religion produces the church of God, and the church of God feeds on pure religion. All other religions are impure. Make sure you have the religion of the Bible, for the religion of the Bible is pure, and it produces a pure people. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these scriptures and thoughts with our precious congregation today. We trust the Holy Spirit will convey them to hearts and make them a blessing to our congregation. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We do trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. If it has, why not let us know? Our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. And our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine on our webpage, and you can also listen to previous broadcasts, as we have an archive there. And if you've missed any, or that you would like to hear one over again, you can do so by going to our webpage, www.wayoftruth.org. You can also join us in our services, for they are broadcast live over the Internet. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our Sunday evening service begins at 6. And our midweek service begins Wednesday evening at 7. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. We thank you for being with us on our broadcast today, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be bringing you another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.